All right. Congratulations.
Thank you
again.
All.
I want to thank DRB. Appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Okay, that was going back to item 8. Now we'll go forward to where we were on the agenda, which was sketch plat time. And item 17 is first up, PR 2021-6146, application 2021-128 for Sunport Storage LLC at 1824 Buena Vista Southeast. And Mr. Archuleta.
Yes, good evening, Madam Chair, members of the board. Derek Archuleta, P.O. Box 2511, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent.
Thank you. Plow into it, Mr. Archuleta.
Yes, let's do it. So this is a request for a lot number reduction. We're going from 5 to 2 lots. There is a lot line that bisects existing buildings on the property. The site is currently developed with an RV and self-storage facility. So we're here for sketch plat comments. Thank you.
Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good afternoon, Derek. So the existing proposed east and west lots both have existing separate accounts. So that's the one of the main things we look for at this. We do not need an availability statement with this project. We do need the surveyor to locate these services, particularly the sewer services, to make sure that they are in fact going towards their appropriate frontages and not running across the back lots of the other lot. If it is going in those directions, as long as they're separated, they can create private easement and still move forward. If they are commingled, sharing of a service, they will need to be separated and new tapping permit provided. So that's pretty much it for this one. Given the questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay. Thank you, Blaine.
Code enforcement.
Arbor Webb, code enforcement. Legally non-conforming uses may continue on the property. Future development will be subject to IDO standards, including but not limited to expansion. And just ensure the lot line adjustments being made will not be creating a new non-conformance. And just let us know if you have any questions.
Okay. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, sir.
Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Somerville with Parks and Recreation. We have no comments for this case.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the replat. Please indicate on the plat all property lines to be eliminated and created by the plat. Currently, I only see one line that's listed as being eliminated. Let's see.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair Ernest. Yes, this one of the lots that is bisecting the parcel, the whole purpose of the replat, wasn't labeled, so we'll take care of that. Thank you.
Okay. Real quick, an approved grading drainage plan will be required prior to building permit if any of these conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed structure, or 10,000 square foot of paving.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation.
Good afternoon, to Gruffenberger with Transportation. Access shall be established off a public right-of-way for each lot. Any curb cuts that are to be unused shall be replaced with curb and sidewalk. Sidewalk is required to be a minimum of 5 feet along the front edges of these locations. Any deviation from the 5-foot requirement shall require a DRB determination, provide justification letter as part of the application for this proposed DRB determination. If future development is not going to be submitted to DRB, a TCL will be required prior to building permit and possibly provide a trip generation to determine any TIS requirements. Please ignore my extra comment on San Pedro. That's not applicable, obviously. So
thank you.
That's it.
Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So again, standard comments regarding plat requirements and numbers and supplementals. Confirm with Geraldine Delgado in the file room to see if there's an approved existing site plan that will have to be amended. And then there are no overlay zones or other extra requirements for this site.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Archuleta. It sounds like Zoom is even getting tired today. sound quality. Okay. Any other questions?
Madam Chair, at this time, I don't. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Why don't you keep your seats? We'll do item 8.